Wycliffe Record, Case 2. Master Joshu said, "The Supreme Way has no difficulty. It just rejects discrimination." As soon as there are words spoken, this is discrimination. This is clarity. I do not remain within clarity. Do you hold on to anything?" Then a monk asked, "Since you do not remain within clarity, what do you hold on to?" "I don't know either," said Joshu. The monk said, "Since you don't know, why do you say you are not in clarity?" Joshu said, "You posed the question. Now you can go." "The Supreme Way has no difficulty. It just rejects discrimination. Last week, I brought up this quote from the Xinjin Ming, the unbelieving mind, however we translate it, which is from the third ancestor, about somewhere in the year 600. Joshu is probably 150, 200 years afterwards. And these words have already become well known in Chinese Buddhism, among practitioners, Chan and other schools. Supreme Way, not difficult, just rejects picking, choosing. But Joshu brings it up so as to both instruct and also test, clarify with those who practice with him. This is similar to when Bodhidharma meets Emperor Wu, and the emperor tells him about all the temples and monks he's supported and temples he's built. And then Emperor Wu asks, "What merit is there?" And Bodhidharma says, "No merit." And then Emperor Wu asks about the fundamental principle. And Bodhidharma says, "Vast emptiness. Vast emptiness, no holiness," both to put out something that the emperor can understand and yet to push him a little further, test him further. Vast emptiness. Oh, vast emptiness, no fundamental principle. No holiness. Joshu, similarly, as soon as there are words spoken, this is discrimination, this is clarity. I do not remain within clarity. You monks, what do you hold on to? Right there, he's both clarifying, if I say it, for his monks, and yet taking them, forcing them a step further. I do not remain within clarity. Do you hold on to anything? So a monk comes up, "Since you don't remain within clarity, what do you hold on to?" Joshu responds directly, "I don't know either." In a way, we could hear echoes of Bodhidharma's. What's the fundamental principle? Vast emptiness, no holiness. Who is this in front of me? The emperor asks. Don't know. But this is another form of directly responding to this monk. One putting out, if you want to say, the hook. Supreme way, not difficult, just rejects discrimination, rejects holding. I don't remain within clarity. Do you hold on to anything? The monk doesn't hear, I don't remain within clarity. Since you don't remain within clarity, he's already thinking about it and figuring it out. What do you hold on to? So Joshu, in most kind way, reveals, clarifies, I don't know either. The monk doesn't hear it. Since you don't know, off he goes with his trying to figure it out, not hearing and seeing Joshu, instead seeing, getting trapped by holding on to I don't know words. Why do you say you are not in clarity? Clarity, discrimination, no difficulty if you reject clarity, discrimination. Not reject by picking and choosing among them, but not being trapped by them. But the monk, since you don't know, why do you say you are not in clarity? Monk doesn't hear, I don't know. Doesn't hear, don't know. Doesn't hear, no difficulty. So Joshu has to push him a little more. You pose the question, now you can go. Joshu picks up what those in front of him have heard. The supreme way has no difficulty. It just rejects discrimination, picking and choosing. But knowing the words, people don't see the practice, the point. So he sets it up another way. As soon as words are spoken, this is discrimination, this is clarity. Then he clarifies further. I do not remain within clarity. Do you hold on to anything? In not seeing the practice support that Joshu is offering, the supreme way, no difficulty, that Joshu is revealing, since you don't remain within clarity, what do you preserve? The monk has been hooked by don't remain within clarity, holding, preserving, picking, choosing. Since you don't know, why do you say you are not in clarity? Don't know becomes another choice that clobbers the monk. You pose the question, now you can go, Joshu says. What is this supreme way, no difficulty practice? Life of no difficulty, supreme way. Life of don't know. How do we manifest living this impermanence? This, if I say it a different way, ongoing changing. Vast emptiness, no holiness becomes dead words. Supreme way, no difficulty becomes dead words. What do we hold on to? That's our opportunity in the moment. That's what Joshu and all the ancestors are encouraging. Putting down hooks to see if we get hooked on them, if we bite on the words and then miss, picking and choosing in our life, and picking and choosing and clobbering ourselves with the picking and choosing. No problem picking and choosing. But despite Joshu's showing clearly, no picking, no choosing, no clarity, no discrimination, Joshu reveals, I don't know either. So this is the opportunity of our practice life. Not memorizing the words, though the words are wonderful supports. The words illuminate our life, reveal our life. It's easy to hear, supreme way, not difficult. But it's up to us to, if we use the word, penetrate, embrace, live this ongoing changing Buddha life. Don't have to use the word Buddha life. Don't have to use the word ongoing changing. Just this moment. Being just this moment. Being just don't know. So different words are used to enable us. To enable us to be who and where we are. To be on the mountaintop when we're on the mountaintop and in the middle of the ocean when we're there. This is the direct opportunity, if we use such fancy words. This is the gate, the gateless gate, the gate of the supreme way that's right in front of us. Then all sorts of words can be used. See, and this is what Joshu does. This is what Bodhidharma does. This is what the third ancestor does when he says, not to, in summing up the Shinshinming, the supreme way, not difficult. Just rejecting, picking and choosing. Just not holding on to discriminations. So it's up to us to live and manifest this, or we say it another way, to notice when we are caught in our picking and choosing. Pick, choose, and then see what you get. Live this moment. That's the whole of this teaching. Whether we call it supreme way, or call it don't know, or call it vast emptiness, or call it nothing, and simply be this moment, then suffering is relieved, harming is taken care of. Then we reveal the jewel of our life, and share it with all that we meet. Thank you.